are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Today, we'll be diving into the catch machines, touchdown heroes, and everything in between. It's all about the stats, strategies, and them hands. Get ready to take your fantasy game to a whole nother level. Let's get this thing started and those receivers flying.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, Trey.
Yes, sir. The time is now. Look, y'all, we've been through the quarterbacks. We've been through our running backs. Now we got our wide receivers. It's a trio world around here.
That's right, baby. And it is a wide receivers world in the NFL these days. So I'm excited to get into it, buddy. And if you watched our other episodes, just know we're starting at 10. We're working our way to 1. And my list is different than Trey's. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake up, buddy.
No doubt. And again, we have no idea what each other's lists look like. So it's a surprise for the both of us.
That's right. And before we get into things, you know, we got to mention our friends over at Manscaped. Big things going on over there. I'm not going to go into any crazy detail, but check out Manscaped in the description. They got your back. They got your front. They got you. Manscaped, your balls will thank you. I promise you they will. Okay. All right, buddy. Let's go ahead and just jump right into our list, man.
Let's hear it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So starting off my list at number 10, I don't know if this is going to surprise people. It may not, but that is Jalen Waddle over on Miami, over there with Tyreek, over there with Tua. Tua's, you know, he's coming back. He's going to do big things. Last year, he had 1,356 yards, 8 touchdowns on the year for Jalen Waddle. I mean, I think number 10 is very respectable. I mean, you should be happy to be the 10th best wide receiver in the league. But for fantasy purposes, I think Jalen Waddle is going to kind of take a step up and be that number 10 this year.
Yeah, I feel you. I actually had Jalen Waddle at my 10. I pushed him out last minute. There's just so many strong wide receivers in the league. It's hard to put two of the same wide receivers on the same team in the top 10. I know they've done it before, but it's just some of these guys out there, they just slightly pushed him, edged him out on my list. So, I do like Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just think, you know, these two guys are just so fast, so dynamic that I feel like they, you know, can both make the list.
No doubt. Going to my number 10 on my list that just slowly edged out Jalen Waddle, it's CeeDee Lamb. You know, this dude, I didn't have him in my top 10 at first, but the more I looked into it, I'm like, this dude is going to put up numbers. I mean, the Cowboys love him. They literally got rid of Amari Cooper and Dalton Schultz and Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, Lamb is their guy. He's going to be their go-to guy. This dude is going to score a massive amount of touchdowns. He had a touchdown regression last year, barely got any. He's going to step it way up in the touchdowns game, and he's going to get a lot of deep balls. I really think CeeDee Lamb is going to step it up massively in the wide receiver game. He is on the Cowboys. That's why I have him at 10, but I do like CeeDee Lamb a lot of this year.
Yeah, no, I like CeeDee Lamb. I have him at a number 11 in my rankings. I think he just misses the cut there. You know, I do think he's a great receiver, but I feel like, you know, he needs to have a really great guy on the other side in order for him to be really good. But I still think
shout out Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I mean, if Brandon Cooks can be that guy, I think it could be CeeDee Lamb's year. It makes sense.
Yes, sir.
But let's keep it rolling, baby. Get to number 9 on my list. And this is a guy that, you know, I used to like a lot, but as time goes on and he switches teams, I'm not a super big fan of him. And he may be coming in a little earlier than you would think, but that is AJ Brown. At number nine, A.J. Brown coming in for the Eagles. The schedule is going to be hard, which makes me think that Jalen is probably going to be tucking and running it a little more than usual. And, you know, A.J. Brown, he's usually that big-bodied receiver to pull the ball away from the DBs and stuff out there. And I really think that A.J. Brown is going to do really good. And I mean, I'll be drafting him if I can get him, if he falls to me. But I just think number nine is where he's going to come in this year.
Okay, I see it. I have A.J. Brown a little bit higher on my list, but I mean, I understand it. You know, a lot of these guys are just massive target monsters, and A.J. Brown, you know, he's on a team that likes to run the ball. So I understand. You know, I'll talk a little bit about it more whenever we get to him on my list, but I can see it him at nine.
For sure, buddy, for sure.
But my number nine on my list has to be the comeback king, Calvin Ridley, baby. Bright and shiny new toys. You know, he was a wide receiver five in 2020 with Matt Ryan. Okay. Massive upgrade with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you know, bright and shiny new toys is all he has around him. Trevor Lawrence had Christian Kirk as a wide receiver 11 last year. What do you think Calvin Ridley's going to do with this man? I just think Calvin Ridley's obviously going to have an amazing year. I've watched his practice videos. He looks dynamic on the field. And you know, his age, he's aging like fine wine. I'm really excited to see what he can do out there.
Yeah. I mean, I love Calvin Ridley. I don't know if I got him in coming that early. I don't even know if I've got him in the top 20. But I mean, I think Calvin Ridley is going to do good. I mean, a year away from the game kind of scares me, and all the hype that there is around him scares me. So, I think Calvin Ridley is going to do good, but I'm really looking at old Christian Kirk to probably do a little better and get a little higher on the rankings.
We shall see, my friend. But that's one of the reasons why I have him at nine, is because I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a little worried about him year off and everything like that. If he had full-time playing last year, I might have him five spots higher on this list.
Interesting. We're going to find out. We going to find out, buddy.
No doubt.
But let's keep it going, buddy. Let's move it down to number eight on my list, and that is Garrett Wilson. Okay, Garrett Wilson, I know there's a little injury, things going on there, but I think a lot of these guys are just saying they're injured so they don't have to play the preseason. You know, why get hurt for a game that doesn't really matter? And I feel like that's kind of what they're thinking. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure there's some serious ones in there, like, oh, Tim Patrick, oh, can't get to the season Tim Patrick over there. But, you know, Garrett Wilson, I think, is going to do great. You know, offensive rookie of the year last year, and that was with Zach Wilson and Mike White, the great Mike White. But a quarterback upgrade, I really think, is going to help this offense and really help him in the rankings.
Yeah, man. You know, I actually don't have Garrett Wilson in my top 10. I have him outside of my top 10, and that's mostly because of Aaron Rodgers. It scares me. You know, this dude doesn't like young guys. He brought over two receivers that he loves himself to the team to be able to have those targets. You know, hopefully they build that connection and they get that type of top 10 wide receiver out of the two of them, but it just worries me with Aaron Rodgers and his stubbornness.
I mean, I could see that. I don't see Randall Cobb getting a lot of work. I mean, I think he's only kind of just there for Aaron to have some kind of familiarity there. But Alan Lazard did sign for got him a good chunk of money in a 4-year deal. So I could see Alan Lazard taken away from him. But I mean, yeah, I don't think you can take away from Garrett Wilson. He's that good.
I just think this kid could do one thing to mess up and piss Aaron off. And then from that point forward, Aaron's like, I'm throwing to somebody else. I don't care who it is, but somebody else is getting the ball. Not you, bud. Have a seat.
See, I disagree. I think Aaron is like going to be like saying, screw that. He's humbling himself with all the Packers stuff. And I really think that he's going to make an effort to show the world that these young guys are going to be able to have some chemistry with them.
Okay. Reincarnated Aaron. I like it.
Hey.
But jumping to my number eight on my list has to be your number nine, A.J. Brown. Got him there at number eight. You know, I thought you probably think I would have him a little higher on this list, but you know, he was fourth in receiving yards last year, third in touchdowns. He got 11. He gets 2 to 3 red zone touches a game, which is awesome for a receiver. The biggest problem is one, their schedule is a little bit harder, and two, this team runs the ball all over the place. They've got, you know, DeAndre Swift coming in. I'm going to take up some of the targets. This team is just, you know, they've got everybody healthy. I just think A.J. Brown is not going to get as much attention as he did last year. I still think he's going to do great. I just don't think it's going to be as good as last year.
For sure, for sure. I mean, you know, 11 touchdowns last year. I want to say he gets a few more than that. But I like it. I like AJ Brown at 8. I mean, just a spot away from where I got him. It makes sense. Makes sense.
No doubt.
But let's keep it going, baby. Let's go to my number 7 on the list. And this is a guy from an offense that is taking a step up this year, we hope. And it's a guy that you've heard us talk about on this show plenty of times. And that is Amon-Ra St. Brown coming in at number 7, baby, for the Lions. Dan Campbell, kneecap biting coach that he is, knows what he's got in Amon-Ra, and he knows that that's his guy over there. Amon-Ra last season, 1,161 yards, 6 touchdowns. I'm going to say he easily goes into double digits with those touchdowns, and that's why he's coming in number 7, baby.
Well, I understand that, you know, but my number 7 on my list has to be the new booty down in New Orleans, Chris Olave, baby.
Ooh, I like it.
Olave Garden. Look, this dude had over 1,000 yards last year, very low on touchdowns. That's going to come up. Derek Carr loves to throw it deep. This team has a super easy schedule. Derek Carr and Chris Olave are going to connect all season. I guarantee you he goes over 1,000 yards again, except for this time he's going to have a stack of touchdowns with him. And that's why I got him at number 7.
Okay. I like that, baby. I mean, I could see it. Derek Carr with the Saints now likes to go for the deep ball. Chris Olave likes to catch the deep ball. A match made in heaven. I guess we're going to find out, buddy. I guess we're going to find out. I like it. But let's go to my number 6 guy on the list. This is a guy who a few years ago was the number 1 wide receiver with the number 1 quarterback. And that is Stephon Diggs, baby. Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs, man. I really think, you know, he was really close last year. He was in the top 5 last year. He's definitely seemed like there was a dip in his production last year. I think he was number 4 last year. And I really think, you know, he's getting a little older. He's getting a little angrier with the team. I just think he falls a couple spots. I still think he's going to be an elite wide receiver, but I just think he falls a couple spots and he comes in at number 6.
Yeah, man, you know, I understand why you have him there, but hot take here, I don't have Stephon Diggs in my top 10. I've got him at 12. I think he has a fall-off year and just doesn't produce like everybody wants him to. I think this is it for Stephon Diggs.
Oh, my God. Stephon Diggs not in your top 10. Hey, I mean, I got to know, why do you think that? You think it's his angriness with the team or what?
You know, it's just his angriness with the team. It's his age. It's just how he plays, how I've watched him play over the last year. It just doesn't look near as good. I know in the beginning of the season, he was looking good, looking on pace. Josh Allen got hurt, and that could be a part of the problem. But it just seems like this team is moving in other directions, and I just think Stephon Diggs is going to be faded out.
Okay, baby. I love it. I love it, baby. Let's go.
But jumping to my number 6 on my list, it has to be Davante Adams. I got him at number 6 on my list. He was first in touchdowns last year, first in target share. He had 14 touchdowns total. But Jimmy G isn't going to throw for as many touchdowns as Derek Carr. I think it's going to be a decrease in touchdowns for Davante Adams. I still think he's going to be an amazing receiver, and you should take him whenever you have that opportunity. But I just think this team's offense is not going to be as volatile. And by volatile, I mean, you know, the deep balls, the crazy Derek Carr-ness that was the Raiders last year that made Davante Adams so special. I think Jimmy G is going to be keeping it simple, keeping it elegant, and keeping his bag intact. So I just have Davante Adams just a little bit falling down on my list. You know, he was top 3 last year, but I like him here at 6.
Okay. You got Davante coming in at number 6. I've got him pretty close too. I've got Davante coming in on my number 5 on the list. So we're kind of pretty close. I mean, that does make me have him in my top 5 wide receivers, but I think, the opposite. Listen, Jimmy G learned from one of the greats, if you know what I mean. Sat behind Tom Brady for a long time, won some Super Bowls. Look, yeah, he likes to check it down. Devontae's more of a slot guy that likes to go out for the deep ball and win in those one-on-ones. But Davante and Jimmy G are still going to do what they need to do. He went over 1,500 yards last year. That's why I got him in the top five, buddy.
I can feel it. I can feel it right there, neck and neck. Kind of just some that my top five, man. I just couldn't put any of these guys, Devontae, above any of these guys. So that was my biggest problem.
I get it. I get it. It's not as easy as you think trying to find who you think is going to go where.
No doubt. No doubt. And that leads me to my number five on my list. It is Tyreek Hill out of Miami. Dude was on pace for 200 yards last year before Tua got hurt. I mean, this dude, you know, the whole question was, is it Mahomes or is it Hill that made the Chiefs? Well, it turns out it was both of them. It didn't matter. One of the other. They're both going to go anywhere they want and make the team's offense incredible. Tyreek Hill is a monster wide receiver, and I have him at my top five for a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Tyreek. I've got him in at number four, actually. So we're going to keep rolling down this list. And let's talk about him for a minute. Tyreek went over 1,700 yards last year. Only six touchdowns, though. So I'm thinking we're hopefully going to get those six touchdowns. We're going to get more than six touchdowns this year and kind of like double it, hit them double digits. I mean, add that on with over 1,700 yards again. That's why that guy belongs in the top five, baby.
No doubt. No doubt. I love it. So that's your number four. My number four is Ja'Marr Chase. This dude led the league in targets per game. He had a decrease in yards after the catch last year. I think that steps back up this year, you know, and I just think that Ja'Marr Chase, you know, they're going to start having Burrow throw more. It's going to be more of a passing offense versus that running offense they started out with. And if Ja'Marr has that all season, the sky's the limit for this dude.
Okay. Okay. Got Ja'Marr coming in at number four. Well, why don't we just keep trickling down the list, baby? Because I have got Ja'Marr Chase coming in at my number three slot. I think it was only, wide receiver. He wasn't even in the top 10 last year, which is crazy. I believe it's probably injuries. He was out a couple games. That hurts. I mean, he barely went over 1,000 yards, 1,046. He only got nine touchdowns. I could see why you have him dropping. I mean, it's not like he's dropping far. I mean, I do have him coming in at number three. You got him at number four. It's kind of funny. We're just kind of like, yeah, exactly, buddy, exactly. But let's keep it going then.
Well, to throw a wrench in the curve, because I know it ain't finna be back and forth on this one. My number three on my list, Amon-Ra St. Brown, top three wide receiver in the NFL easily. Okay. This dude had 32% target rate per route run. He only got six of Jared Goff's 29 massive touchdowns last year. He's going to have a massive increase in touchdowns. The most favorable schedule for wide receivers this year is the Detroit Lions. There's several wide receivers on this team suspended. They lost both of their running backs. I mean, I know they've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who's going to get some catches. But, you know, that's not going to be near as much, I think, running back work as Swift and Williams had. I think Amon-Ra is going to just take over the end zone on this team.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Amon-Ra coming in the top three. Taking over the end zone, I hope you're right. He only got six last year. It does scare me. And the thing that scares me is Jared Goff. I've seen Jared Goff do amazing things. We've seen him lead a team to the Super Bowl. Didn't quite win it in a terrible game, I might add. But we did see him get there. That's my worry with Amon-Ra. Can Jared Goff be who we need him to be to help Amon-Ra be a top three wide receiver, which I would love to see. I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubts. If there's anybody on my list that I would bet on, I would put 100 down that Amon-Ra is a top five on the year easily.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hell yeah. Keeping it spicy, baby. But yeah, let's go to my number two. Then we're at the number two slot. I almost got lost, man, the way we were just clinging back and forth there, but coming in at my number two slot, it's gotta be a guy that we've seen be amazing. And, you're shaking your head. You think you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Okay. Well, my guy coming in at number two, the Triple Crown winner of late Cooper Kupp coming in at number two. Trey with the pantomime over there. I like it. I like it. Look, last year was a rough year. He got hurt. He's hurt right now, but it doesn't seem to be super serious. But Cooper Kupp only got 812 yards in the few games that he did play last year and six touchdowns. Look, he made Matthew Stafford super relevant, especially in the super flex leagues that we play in. Cooper Kupp is still amazing. He's fallen out of everybody's list because of recency bias, I believe. Please don't forget that Cooper Kupp is a Super Bowl MVP, a Triple Crown winner. This guy is the truth, and that's why I got him in at number two, baby.
For every reason you just said, I'm going to go ahead and skip my number two, and that's why I have him at number one. Cooper Kupp, baby. Highest upside of any wide receiver in the NFL. Had over 100 receiving yards per game and six touchdowns in eight-game stretch last year before he got hurt. He is a lock for double-digit targets every game. I understand he's got a hamstring injury in practice in the preseason. Team says it's day-to-day. Some reports say for weeks. We still have several weeks before the season starts. I'm not worried at all. I think this dude is just not wanting to play in these preseason games, worried about getting hurt too early. I think he's going to be incredible, and this dude is going to be back on top.
Okay. That's right, baby. Yeah, definitely. I love it. I love to hear it. I hope you're right. I'm glad to hear it from you because I kind of felt like you were kind of falling off the Cooper Kupp train there. So I'm glad to hear that you're still loving your boy. Still loving your boy. But then
my number two is probably your number one. Okay. Go ahead and give it to him.
Okay. I'll give it to him. The number one wide receiver on this list that will surprise nobody.
Not even me.
Nobody is Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson. We know this guy, 1,800 yards, the best catch of the year. Eight touchdowns. I think he'll do more than that this year. Justin Jefferson, one of the only guys, it's a very short list of people who thought would be number one and actually were number one on the season. Justin Jefferson became that guy. We heard him talking trash after Cooper Kupp had his amazing Triple Crown season that saying, whoa, who's the best wide receiver in the league? It's me, JJ. Then we got to see him do his stupid dance at least eight times because he got eight touchdowns at least. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, you know, like I said, I have Justin Jefferson number two on my list. The only reason I don't have him at number one is because I do think Cooper Kupp is just above else, like an amazing wide receiver. Justin Jefferson is also obviously amazing. The team got rid of Adam Thielen and Dalvin Cook. It's going to give more work to Justin Jefferson. The problem is he's in the spotlight so much. These teams are going to guard him relentlessly, which scares me a little bit. Not enough to drop him any lower than number two on my list, but it does worry me. And they did get Jordan Addison, a rookie coming in, who's probably going to take some work. I don't think KJ Osborne's going to do much in the work category from Justin Jefferson. But I do think this guy's going to be amazing. If you have the 101, take him. No problems, no questions asked. Obviously, Cooper Kupp is riskier. But if I had a guy that I want to guarantee me, you know, you got to take risks to win championships. And Cooper Kupp is that dude that's going to win you championships as long as he doesn't get hurt and everything works out. This dude is going to be sky's the limit.
That's right, baby. That's right. You got to risk it to get that biscuit, baby. I like it. I like it. But there it is. There it is. Our top 10 list of the wide receivers this year. What do you think, buddy? We were pretty close, huh? I mean, there was a couple of guys in there that, you know, were a little different, but we were pretty close.
Yeah, pretty similar, you know, back and forth on a lot of these guys and, you know, one and two, switch reverses, whatever. Yeah, I mean, we obviously have our guys, and these are the guys you need to be looking for when you're drafts. You know, you need to find these guys. And just because I have a certain guy higher than a guy doesn't mean I'm not going to take the other guy a little sooner. It just depends on the value of that player because I think all of these guys have the potential to make top five. I mean, wide receivers these days are so all over the board. I mean, any of these guys all the way down from CeeDee Lamb could be a top five receiver this year, and it would not surprise me one bit. But these are the 10 guys I'm looking for. I want at least two, if not three, of these homies on my team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And guys, if you want some more fantasy football advice, maybe a little one-on-one type action going on, check out our Patreon. It has officially launched, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Get you in a group chat with your boys. We'll help you with your team. We will help you get to where you need to be. One-on-one.
Without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And don't forget, we say it all the time, but we got merch. We have got shirts. Look at that thing right there, baby. I love it. I love it. Why don't you let us see the back of that thing, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got the QR code there. He tapped his mic off. He muted the mic. Yes, sir, baby. And on the, you couldn't see it, but on the back it says, "We are back." I love it. But thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you on the next one.
And like Tyreek Hill said, peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.